A Jackson Township man will not serve jail time for a traffic crash that killed a motorcyclist last year. Massillon Municipal Court Judge Andrea Scousa sentenced 25-year-old Lucas Stambaugh Wednesday to a suspended 90-day jail term after he pleaded no contest to vehicular manslaughter. He must complete 60 hours of community service, pay fines, and serve a one-year license suspension with limited driving privileges. The charge stems from a July 2025 crash on Frank Avenue Northwest that killed 58-year-old Larry Jeffries. Unemployment is on the rise across Stark County and much of Northeast Ohio. Ohio Job and Family Services reports Stark County's June jobless rate climbed to 3.7%, up from 3% in May. It was 5.1% a year ago. Mahoning County's rate rose to 4.6%, while Carroll and Columbiana counties increased to 3.9% and 4% respectively. Portage County also saw its rate rise to 3.7%. Ohio's unemployment rate fell slightly to 3.6%. A 16-year-old Carrollton girl has been identified as the victim of a deadly crash in Carroll County. The Highway Patrol says Elizabeth Farrell was killed Tuesday morning when the SUV she was riding in left County Road 52 in Orange Township, hit a ditch, and crashed into a creek embankment. The driver, 18-year-old Gage Craig of Bowerston, suffered serious injuries. Troopers say neither teen was wearing a seatbelt. An Alliance man is accused of pointing a gun at a family member and pulling the trigger during a dispute over money. 65-year-old Anthony Nelson was arrested Monday on South Liberty Avenue and is charged with felonious assault and discharging a firearm. The victim reportedly told police Nelson entered his bedroom, demanded $500, then returned with a handgun. Nelson allegedly pointed the gun at him and pulled the trigger, but the gun did not fire. Police say a shot was later heard outside the home. Nelson was taken to the Stark County Jail. He was arraigned Wednesday in municipal court. Washington Township trustees have approved $15,000 toward a road project with the City of Alliance. Trustees agreed Monday to the funding for an Ohio Public Works Commission grant to pave the township's portion of Linwood Avenue. Road crews also reported repairs to a washout on Churchill Avenue, a water leak on Denver Avenue, and a catch basin on Lawford Street. The fire department reported 33 runs in July, bringing the yearly total to 329. Akron-Canton Airport is bringing more locally made products to travelers through a new partnership with Ohio State University's Northeast Ohio Ag Innovation Center. Passengers will now find food, drinks, and other items from Northeast Ohio producers available through the terminal. Airport officials say the program supports local farmers and small businesses while giving travelers a taste of the region. Seasonal farmers markets and other special events are also planned. A Portage County jury has found a man guilty of 20 felony counts for sexual abuse of a child. 57-year-old Craig Canick of Sagamore Hills Township was convicted July 14th of 10 counts of rape and 10 counts of gross sexual imposition following a trial in common pleas court. Prosecutors say Canick abused a young girl at an Aurora home over a three-year period beginning in 2016 when the victim was 7 years old. Sentencing is pending a court evaluation. A former police officer will not serve jail time after being sentenced for threatening a Columbiana County judge, prosecutor, and others. 45-year-old Matthew Elser of Columbiana received 5 years of probation in Columbiana County Common Police Court Wednesday after pleading guilty last month to charges of intimidation, retaliation, aggravated menacing, and unlawful restraint. Visiting Judge Edward O'Farrell ordered Elser to continue mental health treatment. He could face prison if he violates probation. Salem City Council has approved new three-year union contracts that include pay increases for firefighters and other city employees. The firefighters' agreement includes an initial market-based pay adjustment, followed by 2% raises each year for 3 years. The Salem News reports the AFSCME contract provides a 3% raise in the first year, followed by 2% increases in years 2 and 3. The agreements are retroactive to July 1st. The National Weather Service has confirmed an EF0 tornado struck parts of Trumbull and Mahoning counties during Tuesday night's storms. The tornado produced peak winds of 85 miles per hour and traveled more than 6 miles from Liberty Township through Hubbard, Youngstown, and Coitsville Township before crossing into Lawrence County, Pennsylvania. The storm snapped and uprooted trees, caused minor damage to a home, and flipped a wagon attached to a trailer. The tornado was on the ground for about 16 minutes. Property tax bills are delayed in Mahoning and Columbiana counties as officials wait for new computer updates to be completed. Mahoning County Treasurer Dan Yema tells WKBN-TV the delay affects about 165,000 parcels, and his office gets calls every day from residents looking for answers. The delay also means money usually advanced to schools, libraries, parks, and other agencies is being held up. Officials say a new payment deadline won't be set until the bills are mailed. A former Liberty Schools Booster Club president is facing criminal charges after police say money raised for student-athletes was diverted for personal use. 48-year-old Christina Merrick is charged with felony theft and misdemeanor credit card misuse following a police investigation that began after booster board members reported financial irregularities. Police allege Merrick, who led the Liberty Wrestling and Soccer Booster programs, misused funds between September 2025 and last month. She is scheduled to appear in court August 4th. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.